the first day of unleavened bread and the night to be much observed last night. By the way, thank you everybody for the good food that we enjoyed. I'm sure you did in up Ireland and down Ireland as well. The first day of unleavened bread and the night to be much observed, is it a solemn occasion or is it a joyful occasion? Okay, the answer is both. And especially this year, and I'll tell you why. Please turn to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23. And beginning in Leviticus chapter 23 and beginning at verse 4. Pretty dark in here. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Lord, even holy convocations which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month at even is the Lord's Passover. We did that. We obeyed God and we did that. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread. Unto the Lord, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. We can obey that too. In the first day, that's today, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. And verse 9. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you be come into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And that first fruits is the first of the first fruits. And we know that that represents Jesus Christ. And he shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted for you. On the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. On the morrow after the Sabbath. Now that, according to our understanding, is the Sabbath that falls within the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And in the year of Jesus' death and resurrection, that weekly Sabbath was actually on the third day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. You can work that out quite easily. But this year, that weekly Sabbath within the Feast of Unleavened Bread is today, on the first day of unleavened bread. And this is because for 6 of the 7 holy days, God tells us to go by a fixed day of a fixed month of God's calendar. But for Pentecost, in 7 weeks' time, for Pentecost, God tells us to count 50 days from the morrow after the Sabbath that falls during the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Let's just finish off what's being said there. Verse 11 to 14 again, or verse 12. And you shall offer that day when you wave the sheaf a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering unto the Eternal. And the meat offering thereof shall be 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, and offerings made by fire unto the Lord for a sweet savour. And the drink offering thereof shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you and this is important, verse 14, and you shall eat neither bread, nor parched corn, nor green ears, until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering unto your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. So he's talking about the wave sheaf offering. Now, so we know that Jesus was in the tomb for 3 days and three nights. Actually, 3 nights and 3 days, okay? Because we know that they laid him in the tomb just before sunset. So he was in the tomb for 72 hours. And so we believe that he emerged from the tomb then in order to fulfill that prophecy. He emerged from the tomb just before sunset on the Sabbath afternoon. Just before it became the evening. If we assume that he was also dead for 72 hours and that he died about 3 p.m., which is what the Bible indicates there, it's kind of interesting to ask the question, what did he do from when he woke up at around 3 p.m. on that Sabbath day to just before sunset? Well, we don't really know the answer. And we also think of the night as well. What did he do from his emerging from the tomb just before sunset to his first meeting with another human being, with Mary, on the Sunday morning? We really don't know. We haven't got the details of it, but we can believe that he was in contact with God the Father. But what I'm trying to get across here is that today commemorates two things. It commemorates both the first day of Jesus's 3 days in the tomb, okay? But it also commemorates the day of Jesus's resurrection. So you have to think about the two ways of counting the holy days to get that together. So again, the first day of Jesus's 3 days in the tomb, because it's the first day of unleavened bread, but also the day of Jesus's resurrection, because today is the day, at the end of this day, the wave sheaf offering was begun. So, the answer to the question then, this day is both solemn and joyful. It's both solemn and it's joyful. So it's solemn in the way that we think of Jesus' 3 days in the tomb, but it's joyful as we think of Jesus' resurrection.